Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, Stars of the Island, written by Athol Fugard, John Carney, and Winston and Shauna. The cast of the island, Luntu Masiza, as well as Sia Mayola, are both in the building. And I'm so glad you carved that time, because like you really are in the thick of this thing now. Like it's the performances are happening.
Yeah.
When would be worse to take an interview, though? During rehearsal or during performance?
I think I prefer during rehearsals.
Yeah, during rehearsal.
Because then you'd be able to promote the show as well and get people to come and watch the show.
Okay.
So it's sort of a social media side, but also depending on how long you're rehearsing for and how long you've been doing the piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what did the rehearsal for this look like, this piece?
Well, we've been doing the piece for a while, since last year, July. Mm. So we've had time to actually spend time with the text, and now we're coming back to it again. So it's a bit easier than the first round that we had. So I think this our rehearsal space from now in February, it was easier than the first time, because we only had like 3 weeks to prepare in July.
The first time we did it was literally
3 weeks.
Yeah,
three
we had
weeks.
An intense sort of session. So we had like, I think the first week we just focused on research and went to Robben Island. And,
and had you met, how did you two first meet each other?
I mean,
because it's a very, I mean, this show really lives and dies by the chemistry that the two of you have. I mean, it's very much, if the two actors playing these two roles are not going to get along with each other in real life, I think it would be very difficult to make this thing work.
Well, we get along.
Sometimes.
So how did you first meet? Because it also must have influenced the casting a lot that the two of you get along. Because the director is obviously going to look for that sort of immediate chemistry. Well, it's not going to be believable.
To pretty much to give a backstory, Luntu and I met through a mutual friend. Back, we were watching a play at the Baxter Theatre.
Yeah.
And then we met. And then we became friends. And then after that, I wanted to do a theater. I wanted to go back to theater. And the island was one of the pieces that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I approached a friend of mine, and then we just couldn't get it together because he was also adding work, and then I also couldn't. It just clashed. So then I approached Luntu. He read the script, and he was like, wow, man, this is amazing. I want to do this. I want to do this. And then pretty much the rest is history, and then we're on to this one.
And what's interesting about that, because before we even did the play, we had time to get to know each other as people. And build actual friendship. As you say, the play itself is very intimate. It's a very brotherhood sort of production, and you need that amongst each other, that chemistry between each other. So we really had a solid foundation. We
to
were
build
friends
from, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then from then it was easy to do the play and say let's do it.
And then we got the director Chris Weir after that, because at the time Luntu was still at AFTA Cape Town and was still studying, and then he managed to talk to his lecturer at the time, Chris Weir, and then he jumped on board.
The island, of course, is inspired by a true story. It's set in an unnamed prison, which is clearly based on a Robben Island. And the reason that I say that this relationship between the two of you is so integral, I mean, it is the story, actually. It's not even integral to the story. Was, of course, because the gist of this whole thing is that someone's going to get out of jail and someone isn't. Someone's going to stay there for longer. And then there's the added social layers of what South Africa would have looked like and all of that stuff. And that's quite a tricky sort of situation to put yourself into, because it's a very interesting dynamic that it's I mean, the closest that I guess the average person might get to that is that like their sister's gonna graduate with better marks than what they are. It's like a very far stretched human feeling, but a very interesting one when you think about it. What would it feel like if you were in prison with someone, and in prison for the reasons that you were in prison for, in the context of this show, and then someone's gonna leave and you're gonna stay, like it's, and on both sides, just those emotions. How do you even begin to go about figuring out what that might feel like, if that's your approach to acting, or do you just rock up and read the lines, or do you live it, or what is your approach?
Because
I know there's Stanislavski and all these different people involved.
Research as your core foundation, and then you build from there. I know Luntu's going to elaborate on this, but then your research, pretty much like sheet music, you've got the script there. You know, you start from the script, you decode the script, because everything is there that you need to play with, you know, and then you just dig deeper and deeper and deeper from there, you know, where is the actual play set, you know, where the characters are from, and then you start unpacking them. You start unpacking, are they Xhosa? Okay, cool. From Xhosa, back in the day, 1978, for example, Xhosa then speaking. So you start digging deeper and deeper and start kind of creating your character that way, you know.
And what's interesting, you know, for us, we're really lucky and privileged in the sense that we were were in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah,
and in Cape Town gives us the opportunity to go to Robben Island.
Mm.
And to have that at first hand was very interesting because we got to engage with the ex-political prisoners as well. And their struggle and feel their pain and what they went through. Because, you know, it's all well to know the lines as an actor, but then what after? Because you have to be able to visualize it. Especially when you're playing, you know, prisoners, how does the cell look like? We had an idea of that when we were in Robben Island, how the cells look like, that journey from, you know, waterfront to Robben Island, how it felt. It's a 45 minutes boat ride, you know, and we talk about this stuff in the play. It's part of the content and on the lines.
Yeah.
And so it sort of helps us to have that imagination and to have more to play with as actors.
But is it not hard to do this every single night? Oh. To live this every single night? Well, I mean, it's one thing to rock up on the set of Generations and your wife keeps it on you and that's a storyline for the day and you're upset and you can go home.
Yeah.
Or to be in a musical and it's like happy clappy and everything. Yeah. But this is like it's core roots of theatre. There's no song, there's no dance, there's no...
Well, there is a song. We tried to add a little bit of singing, but it's not that great.
There's no 80s orchestra.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really so much is driven, and it's just this. It's the two of you, you know, just hanging out. I mean, it's there's not a lot of places to look. It's a lot to do every night.
Yeah.
And we don't go off stage once. It's just us two right there with each other and with the audience.
And it's very emotionally, physically, it's very draining because it's such a heavy piece, and we have to be able to step out of that, you know, after we've done the piece, okay, finished performing, now we need to step out of it.
Yeah.
And it's important for any actor to have that, to be able to step out of the space. Yeah. Okay, the character is here, this is me, this is who I am, and then step out of that and go to a different world and shift to that.
I will just say, after our show just this afternoon, we actually had a Q&A session with one of the students, and the exact same question like popped up, so it was very good to just try and tell them that, and just the process or our process that we can try to implement. But everybody's got a different process.
Everybody's got a different process. There's no right way and say, okay, it's this way. That's because what might work for me might work differently for Sierra.
Unbelievable piece of theatre. Other side of this, we're going to speak about the importance of the island in the 2018 context. We speak about South African theatre in a very sort of blasé way in 2018. But when we go back to sort of when The Island was written and created, it's amazing how people were using theatre to tell a social story.
Yeah. 100%.
And maybe that's something that we're not doing enough of in 2018. Maybe it lives too much on Instagram and Twitter where we're trying to construct social change. But the roots of theatre are in social change and, you know, specifically community, all of that stuff. We're going to touch base on that with the stars of The Island, more with these two guys on the other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. I mean, to really just take this thing to the whole next level, you're self-producing this and making this whole thing happen. Now, is it self-producing because you know that you're going to get people in and you're going to sell tickets? Or is it self-producing because you feel like it's important that in 2018, The Island is seen by young people, by Born Freeze? Is it a combination? You can level with me here, because you are already impressive just at self-producing. So if you're telling me it's because The Island is like going to sell out on Compu Ticket in 6 seconds, and that's why, like, it's also fine, guys. So tell me.
I mean, regarding ticket sales, it depends, you know. It depends. I think in Cape Town we were struggling recently because we performed it several times.
Yeah.
So people have seen it. There's a time we had, what, two people in the audience?
Sure. And also just the time to promote it, because it seemed like we didn't have enough time at some stage to prepare, like, to actually start putting out posters and everything.
Because
I think the first time we had like
four weeks to actually get
together, and then this time was a lot more shorter, actually.
Yeah, you know? I think that's what we struggled.
Yeah.
But then also going back to your question, it's also, we feel it's an important piece to be told in 2018. I myself, for example, I didn't grow up in South Africa, so I missed a huge chunk of the South African history and stories and South African stories. So when, after reading The Island, and Sia approached me, I was like, wow, this is something that I actually want to, in terms of research, it's going to help to grow my knowledge as an artist, as a human being, as a South African young man as well at the same time. So I don't know.
Yeah, with me, I wanted to get I wanted to do some wonderful piece of theater, because at the time I was doing film and TV, and then I had this piece and I was like, I really want to do this, because also, like you said, you just get the time to delve deep and research, because at the time, I come from Alexander Road High School in PE. At the time when I was there, history got taken away. So I feel like there's as a creative and as also a writer, if I just, you know, I can do that now, of course, you know, with the internet right now, but then just, that's kind of gone at the time. So now just going back, doing that research, finding out certain things, is like, wow. You know, it's sometimes, some people say you were during apartheid, but then sometimes you might not actually be like, oh, this really happened in this time. This happened in KwaZulu-Natal. This one happens there. But then in PE, some of those stuff didn't happen, for example, you know. So it just gives you that different view on the actual situation that actually happened, you know.
And it's still very relevant to today's society. When we talk about the island, what is the island?
Because everybody's got their own island. You know, they're going through different struggles, different things, you know. And then you've got that strong brotherhood that can put you through, you know, that situation that you're going. If you've got that connection, you can actually overcome. But then now, if you're there, you know, you got to try and rise up.
It's the human spirit, really. It's the human spirit that really rises with dignity. No matter what they try to do or someone tries to do to you, if you have that humanity, that dignity within yourself, you are able to overcome the whatever obstacle that you're facing. You know, for them, I think, you know, doing the play and researching, for these characters, it's about dignity as well. Fighting for
the director
for their own.
Really tried to instill that focus for this run. You know, specifically bringing it time to this 2018, really instilled that. You know?
Yeah, that human dignity and humanity.
Rising against.
Now, as producers and as actors, and as, you know, people that are passionate about theatre, what is the state of South African theatre in 2018?
I think the state is pretty good. You know, we're still producing our quality content, you know. I know The Fall is doing wonders right now. It's touring around the world. We saw King Kong recently, and that's like, wow. That was the first time they did, I think, was 1948 or 1958. I stand corrected, you know. But then just bringing back those stories again and then just adding something different to it is just so good. But I think, like, there's room to improve. There's room for more stories to be told.
And,
you know,
I think as South Africans as well, we are going through a very interesting period. There's so many new voices. I think there's more than just apartheid or anything. There's so many stories that need to be told. Decolonization, which The Four deals with a lot. Fees Must Fall. Just, you know, the feminism movement which are happening in South Africa. And there's just really so much to say as theatre makers and want to tackle social issues which affect people who live in our community.
I mean, it certainly is an interesting time to be in the space that you are in. Do you think that South Africans as an audience, because, I mean, you've toured this overseas and it must be crazy to you that, you know, you can go overseas, you've toured overseas and you can go overseas and there's such acclaim for South African pieces, South African work, then you come back home and then you're like, ah, but where are the people? So in terms of building a culture of theatre goers in SA, where do we sit with that? And are we, do we give our local stuff enough cred, or does it have to take an overseas person saying that's actually cool in order for us? Because how many people are more excited about going to London to see a show than they are about going somewhere in Joburg to see a show? And how do we change that?
I think we need to develop more work and then also to re-educate our audience, especially for theater. But then again, sometimes a producer might be like, okay, cool, guys. You know, if you can get this famous actor to play in this, we can get bums on seats. So now we've got to try and re-educate our audience and also just try and, you know, make it easily accessible for people to create relevant stories to that specific demographic that they can easily come to the actual theater and also pretty much bridge that gap, you know.
And, you know, just to add on, I think it's about time also as well as theater makers or art or storytellers to take the work into the community. So a great example, a friend of ours, Mandisi, he runs a project and he started a theatre in Khayelitsha, a shack theatre. It's the first shack theatre in South Africa. And it's packed all the time. It's always packed and people have access to that. Because if you look really and truly, most of the theatres where they're based, it's in the CBD, in mainstream. If you stay somewhere outside in the township, it's difficult to go to the theatre to watch a show at 8 o'clock. The show finishes at 9 o'clock and then you still have to get a taxi back into the township.
And it's not safe even at times after like 6-7 o'clock for the people to be traveling at that time in the townships as well. Yeah.
So it's important. It's great that there's Soweto theater, theaters which people are easy to you know, and then you also start to build a culture in them, because some of them weren't really, or some of us weren't really exposed into theater until a later stage, you know. So I don't know. I think those are the changes which are beginning to happen and still need to be improved and implemented.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, guys, it's been so cool hanging out. People, we got to go see the show. We got to just just plug the hell out of us.
Yeah. Pop Art. So we're on, I know it's sold out, and Friday from
Thursday
sold out. Friday there's still tickets. Saturday there's still tickets, 8 o'clock, and then on Sunday it's at 3:30. That's the last show, and then we're gonna go to Czech Republic,
and then we're gonna go to the schools in Pretoria.
There's still schools in Pretoria.
Cool.
Yeah.
So cool, guys. So impressive. You're producing this thing. You're doing justice to it. It really is impressive. Like, I'm not even joking with you. I think
you've got a complimentary
tickets cool.
for yourself to
Don't.
Come.
No, yeah. I must pay. Yeah. Why must pay?
And your producer as well.
It's not like, no, we must pay.
But it's okay. Yeah.
We got to pay. Yeah. It's been so
pay
cool
back
hanging
them
out. Luntu Masiza and Asiya Mayola there. If we want to find you on social media, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm on Siariki.com. Not Siariki, Siamayola.com, and also on Siariki as Instagram, and also Facebook, Siamayola.
So cool.
Luntu Masiza, Facebook, Luntu Masiza, Instagram, Luntu Masiza, everywhere, Luntu Masiza.
Luntu Masiza.
Get to know, you don't know.
On your Saturday night, you'll see Luntu as well, because you're going to go see the show. So that's how that whole thing works. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good one. Kilman on CliffCentral.com.